Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are live in the studio with a little technology difficult, but we made it. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are here and hope all is well in your life. I see already in the queue, praise the Lamb of God, my daughters are just hanging in there, because you know what? When your spirit is connected, you know when the man of God is coming. You can feel it in the wind. I can feel it in the air tonight. Oh, Lord, praise the Lamb that the prophet was coming on the air, and I am here, I am here, I am here. And it's good to see, praise the Lamb of God, those of you that are in queue with us, those of you listening via the Internet and would like to be a part of our live show, please call in today. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. 9818. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, shake the tree, and tell the apples on the tree their prophet is on the air. Bring them down, bring them in, bring them over, bring them around. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm here and I'm excited about your future. Somebody hit Prophet Daryl and tell him, The prophet is on. The prophet is on. Late is, what's the old saying? It's better late than never. That's it. Better late than never. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, it has been a wonderful night. People of God, I've had visions, boy, I'm telling you, and dreams last night. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy. All the way till I got out the bed, I'm telling you, boy, of new things, of new doors I'm walking through, of new assignments that God is assigning to my hands. It has just been one of those nights, and I'm just excited about our God and our King and our Lord. And how even when you think, praise the Lamb of God, your road looks like it's coming to an end, it's really just beginning. Praise the Lamb of God that God is doing a new thing, that God is doing something new and very special in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. While I was at the prayer conference, two of the prophetess, Prophetess Carver, Prophetess Gracie McCoy came and they huddled around me. I was sitting in a chair at the luncheon and they huddled around me, put their arms around me and like laid upon me, praying for me for total healing and then start prophesying over me, praise the Lamb of God. And their prophecies was a confirmation of a word that God had given me, praise the Lamb of God, that my ministry was just starting, that this that I haven't even began yet, praise the Lamb of God, to really do and go where God has me going. And that just blew me away. I'm telling you, people of God, I am just so excited about God today until it is just, oh, my God, over the top. I know you all say, Prophet, you're always excited about God. Well, when you think of the goodness of Jesus. Y'all know what I'm finna say. Oh, he's done for me, my soul. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I'm happy about salvation because I could be a crackhead. I could be in the gutter somewhere drunk, drooling, cold this morning up on a Vidoc somewhere. I could be. It's only by the grace of God, praise the Lamb of God, that we are in the positions that we are in and in the places that we are in. It's a brand new year. Welcome 2014 in with a bang. Praise the Lamb of God this new month. Hallelujah. Right here, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And we salute him, of course, across this month. Praise the Lamb of God for his activity of life. The prophet, I call him, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. No man could do what he achieved without the voice of God. No man could achieve what he has achieved. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, without the heart of God. Somewhere, praise the Lamb of God, in the night, in the day, somewhere in a quiet place, the Lord whispered to that man, praise the Lamb of God. And there's assignment, hallelujah, to bring us to the mountaintop, to take us into a land of promise, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not just talking about African Americans, I'm talking about all people, that liberties and justice could be granted for all right here in America so that we would not live in an apartheid nation or under communism or anything of that nature, but that we could walk in the liberties of God. Hallelujah. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his wife, his children, his family, to this day, we salute them for the sacrifice of life that others might live and that others might walk in freedom. Right up with Mandela, right up with Gandhi, right up with many, praise the Lamb, no one rising above them in my eyes but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no one can put that picture right side by side with his because of the fact that he was the Savior of the world and not of a nation. Praise the Lamb of God. He saved the world. He gave every creature, praise the Lamb of God, upon this earth, the opportunity, hallelujah, yes indeed, to be saved, to receive God, to have God in their lives, to miss hell, praise God. And no one, I don't care what the Pope said, with his lying self, and we need to talk about that, people of God, hallelujah, we're going to get into that, that antichrist, anti-spirit, anti How can you refute the very word of God? I tell you, we need to talk about that too. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right. We're ready to go into intercessory prayer. We had difficulties getting on the air. You all saw that. Praise the Lamb of God. Didn't get on till a few minutes later, about 10, 15 minutes later here. Oh, my goodness. But we thank and praise God that the breakthrough came. Hallelujah. They're going to have to refund us some change. That's what that is. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're here, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Sylvia, are you going to pray today? Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. That is my daughter. Let me see. Let me see. Sylvia. How are you today?
I'm holding on, Prophet. I am just fighting this cold, but other than that, I have the victory.
You have the victory? Well, Sylvia, let me tell you something. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved us, hallelujah, and gave his life for us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
All of us are coughing and going through, praise the Lamb of God, in this weather change season. I mean, it goes up, it goes down, it goes in, it goes out. I was looking last night before I laid down at the respiratory and pain levels, and they are high as heck. The day before yesterday, I looked at them, they were all real low. It's just constantly changing. One minute you need your humidifier, the next minute there's too much humidity in the air. So we're living in a very, very strange atmosphere since this Arctic blast came through. And we just have to watch ourselves and keep some vitamin C in your system. Yeah, and eat, if you can, a lot of garlic. Praise the Lamb. I'm just telling you, it's good for you. It's a natural antibiotic. A lot of garlic. Praise God. I had a nice bowl of chicken soup last night, and I made sure I put some extra garlic powder and stuff right on in there with it, you know, and some onion to help cut through some of that. And then, of course, Grandma's secret weapon, that old vinegar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And those of us who can stand castor liver oil, you just watch, keep on drinking it. If it was good for you when you was a child, it'll bless you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So we bless God for you being here, daughter, and we ask that you would to lead us to the throne of grace here as we pray for our nation. We pray for, hallelujah, what is this called? Our civil rights, praise the Lamb of God. Remember Dr. King today as we pray for, praise the Lamb of God, better vision, better direction, that we can live out not just Dr. Martin Luther King's dream, but the dreams and the visions God has given us. Praying for vision today, that God will give each of us personal vision as well as a corporate vision as the body of Christ. Hallelujah, that we may walk together, children, and show ourselves strong in this decaying morality society, in this decaying political society and social society. Our world is in shambles, and nothing can deliver us. No one can deliver us but God. Praise the Lamb of God, and he's going to deliver us through us. He delivers us through us, so he's going to need some willing vessels. Praise the Lamb. So I'm asking each of you today, praise the Lamb, as we pray for the sick, the shut-in, those who are hurting, those who are without, oh, my God, that we ask God to do a wonderful, wonderful thing, hallelujah, as we go to the throne of grace today. Sylvia is going to lead us. We're going to call on the Father of the Fatherless today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, Sylvia. Hallelujah. Sylvia's mic went out. Sylvia?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Come on, pray.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, God, we thank you, Father. We humbly, Father, come before you, God, to honor you, God, to thank you, Lord, for this day, God, to thank you, Lord, for new mercy this morning, God, to thank you, Lord, that our hearts are pumping this morning, God, that our eyes see and our ears hear, oh, God. Oh, God, that our limbs function, God. Oh, God, we're thankful today, God. Oh, Father, we come, Father, asking, God, that you'll forgive us for our sins, oh, God, those things that keep us in bondage, God, those things that keep us from being close to you, God. Oh, God, those things that are known and unknown, Father, we lay them at your feet, oh, God. Oh, God, we give them to you, oh, Lord, that you can have your way, oh, God, that we can draw nigh to you, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you and we magnify your name, God. Oh, Father, we call on you on behalf of your children, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift up those in the nursing home, oh, God, those in the prison systems, God. Oh, God, those that don't know you, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to prick their hearts, oh, God. Begin to visit them, oh, God. Begin to remind them, God, that you love them, oh, God, that you have a plan for their lives, oh, God. Remind them, God, that this is not it, oh, God, but, God, that you have an eternal kingdom for them, God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your love, oh, God, today, oh, Father. Give us your heart, oh, God. Let us love as you love, oh, God. Oh, Father, let us not see as men see, oh, God, but let us see as you see, oh, Father. Oh, Father, open up our eyes and our hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, give us vision, oh, God, of your plan, your strategy for the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, for the body of Christ, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to visit us upon our beds, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to refresh, revive, and revitalize your people, oh, God. Oh, God, breathe a fresh wind over us, oh, God. Oh, God, send the storms to do away with the debris, oh, God, the stuff that's in our way, oh, God. Oh, Father, we bind up every hindering spirit, oh, God, everything that's coming to block us, oh, God. Oh, Father, I decree and declare, set up a roadblock, oh, God, from those things that's trying to keep us bound, oh, God. Oh, God, that we cannot go back and it can't come back, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for victory, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're blowing your wind on your body of those that are sick, oh, God, those that are sick in their spirit, oh, God, those that are tired and worn out, oh, God. Oh, God, revive them, oh, God. Oh, God, blow a fresh wind of your Spirit, oh, God, blow in them, oh, God. Oh, God, send them up on the right and on the left, oh, God. Oh, God, send those that can develop, that can pray and lift them up, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. Be a wall of fire around them, God. Protect their coming and their going, oh, God. Oh, God, we decree and declare that your plan for their lives is coming to pass, oh, God. We shall not lose your children, oh, God.
Yes, God.
Senseless things, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, protect them, oh, God. Protect their minds, oh, God. Oh, God,
yes,
we plead the blood over their minds, God. Cover their minds from the trick and the plans of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, Father, let them go to where they can get word, oh, God, where someone can speak into their lives, oh, God, mentors, oh, God, that can mentor them along your path, oh, God, not the way of the world, oh, God. Oh, Father, so we just thank you for your sons and daughters, oh, God, that they will be kings of the Most High King, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for the army that you're raising up, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll be an army, oh, God, unto you, oh, Lord, that we'll hear your voice, oh, God, that we'll take our orders from you, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, for
thank
the vision,
you.
Oh, God, for this year,
thank
oh, God,
you.
And the years to come, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall walk in it, oh, God. Oh, God, anoint our feet, oh, God, that the path we take is the path that you have already planned for us, oh, God. Oh, God, that it's already done, God, that we just need to walk it out in faith, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that we'll get in our word, oh, God. Oh, God, that your word would take root, oh, God. and bear much fruit for your kingdom, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you're faithful, God. We thank you, Lord, that there's none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us in the midnight hour, God, for keeping us safe even throughout the day, O God, as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, God. O Father, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the glory and the praise, God, that's due your name, God. Oh, Father, I lift up Prophet, oh, God. Heal his body completely, oh, God, that he may do what you have called him to do, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in advance, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for those that he's birthing out, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll do what you have called us to do, oh, God, that he's not ashamed, oh, God, and he's not jealous and selfish, oh, God, that he don't mind sharing with his children, oh, God. Oh, God, to raise us up, oh, God, to look like the King, to look like Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory that's due your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you.
Hallelujah for your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. My daughter, other daughter is here. Chatwan, how you doing, daughter?
I'm doing well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you pray for me right now? Can you pray right now? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need some, just a little more prayer here. Hallelujah. Your sister didn't pray, but I want you to pray now. Come on now. Take us to the
hallelujah,
King.
Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Father God,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, just to thank you, hallelujah. God, for another day, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God. God, just to be in your presence again today, God. God, we give you glory and honor, God, hallelujah, just for being God of our lives on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for those that have tuned in on this show today, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we come lifting up their every need to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask right now, God, that you send your healing virtue out to those that are sick in their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those that are sick in their minds, God. Oh, God, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just ask right now, hallelujah, God. God, that you encamp your angels all around your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as this show goes forth, God, we invite you in today, God. God, we invite your Holy Spirit in to come in, God, and take over today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as prophet teaches your word today, God, God, let it not fall on bad ground, God. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let it break up every folly ground, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let it give peace, God, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom to your people, God. Oh, God, that they might have clear understanding, God. And, oh, God, that they may see the vision today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we lift them up to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go into their homes right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and straighten out every situation today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, straighten out every financial situation, God. Those that are losing their homes and don't know where to turn to, God, God, give them instruction, God. Send people their way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let them be godly people, God, that will give them godly advice today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you go into the hospitals today, God, and, oh, God, that you touch your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you regulate their minds and their bodies today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and line it up with your word today, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, save our blood situations, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, men broken bones today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, we ask, God, that you touch situations, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. And heal them with blood disease today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, heal every long situation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we come against those things, God, that try to attack, God. In the name of Jesus, the body of Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we bind up those naysayers, God. Those that are praying prayers against your children, God. We bind them up in the name of Jesus. And we bind the works of the enemy today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, every witch and warlock, God. We bind them up today, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask right now, God, that you go, God, and give them an opportunity, God, to repent, God, of the things that they have done against them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask that you pour out your oil of joy, God, on your people, God, that are sitting in depression, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Go in and let them know that they are loved, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, let them know that you're still there, God. Wherever they are in that situation, God. God, that you're still God over all, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that you're able to do anything in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, we just bless you today, God. And we come lifting up your leaders today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up their heavy hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for those, God, that are thinking about leaving the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Send armor bearers, God, to undergird them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let the situation, God, be lifted in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, that they will stand still, God, and see the salvation of you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, take them back to their first love, God. Take them back to you in the name of Jesus, God. God, take them back to the love of preaching the word of God. Take them back, God, to preaching God's salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, and strengthen their families, God. Let their families be there for them, God, and God, give them an understanding, God. Oh, God, in the end, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, that you have already raised the standard, God. Let them see the standard, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, those, hallelujah, that are not walking in your will, God, in the name of Jesus, and that are leading your flock, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them fall to their knees today, God, in repentance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them come crying, God, with a repentant heart, God, so that they won't lead your sheep astray, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
And I bless you today, God. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you honor today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just bless you today, God, and I thank you for all, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, cover us with your blood today, God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, God. Oh, God, let us be about that answer, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hide us under the shadow of the Almighty, God, so that when they'll see you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, our mouth today, God. God, that we may speak what you say, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us see, God, the way you see in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let us be mindful, God, not to hallelujah, Jesus. God, let us be mindful, God, that we not grieve the Holy Spirit today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, keep our feet on the path of righteousness, God. For, God, your word says a good man's step, God, is ordered by the Lord, God. And, oh, God, we know that you order us today, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, let us be mindful not to walk off the path today, name of Jesus, God. For, oh, God, let them follow us, God. Let us have signs and wonders, God. Oh, God, show us the manifestation today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for miracles today, God. God, we thank you for miracles.
Miracle working, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for opening doors, God. And, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have closed them doors, God, that would harm your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us not turn back, God, to those things, God, that are not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For in this new season, God, we got a new world, God, to walk up
right before
you, God, in this new season, God, in this new year, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, let us God. To bring your people into the kingdom today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let our goal be to walk closer with you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in this season, God. Oh, God, let us strive, God, toward the mark of the high calling, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God, we're sending the word out, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. And we turn notice on the enemy's camp, God. Oh, God, that we're snatching them out of the fire today, God. Oh, God, that we're snatching them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're snatching back our children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we're binding up children, God. Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're battling up prostitution, God, in the name of Jesus, on our children today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we're battling up shoes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, God, under possession, God, under you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm asking, God, that you let our men, God, take their rightful place in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
look today,
stop being
look on the men.
And take their places, God, in the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we are calling our women, God, to come back, God, to be cunning and travailing, God, calling on the name of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the midnight hour, God. Oh, God, we're travailing for your people today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we're calling on you today, God. Hallelujah for help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We will be careful, God. Hallelujah with the word, God. We'll be careful, God, with the gift that you have entrusted in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah. Birth it out of us, God, in this season, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Birth every gift, God. Let it flow out like rivers, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are raising up prophets, God. You're raising up prophets, God, to speak your word, God, and not back down, God, in the name of Jesus.
God.
And we bless you for it, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. We give you glory and honor today, God. We won't back down anymore, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, let us sell out completely, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Let us sell our soul out to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just bless you, God. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just give you glory, God, and we thank you, God. And we thank you for this ministry, God, that allows, God, the word to go forth, God, from nation to nation, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you that it reaches the farthest corners of the earth, God. We thank you that prophet Shakespeare's name is in the wind, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for those that will call on him, God, that don't even know him, God. But, God, because seeing, God. Whisper his name, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the commission, God, that he will go, God, in the name,
that's your name
of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord.
That's your holy name.
Tread, God. He will possess the land, God, and everywhere his
for your
hand,
glory.
God,
for your glory,
he
God.
He is going to prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you promised that to him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that he will raise the dead, God. Hallelujah, God. The dead in the spirit, God. The dead in natural,
God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. That millions will be saved, God, from his preaching, God, from his speaking of word, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, and we give you glory, God. Oh, God, we bless
your name,
God. Hallelujah,
bless your name.
God, you're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah,
oh, God,
oh, God, you're worthy, God.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Hallelujah, God, you're worthy, and we say hallelujah for you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We exalt your holy name today, God. Hallelujah,
oh, I love you, God.
Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
For your glory,
we give you glory, we give you honor, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
For your glory,
we give you glory today, God. For your glory, God. God, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Glory, hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank
you.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you for life today, God.
Under the
roof. Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. Thank you for vision. Thank you for drink.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your voice, God.
Amen.
Thank you for leading. Thank you for direction,
God.
Thank you for your people, God. Thank you for your administration. Thank you for your intercessors, oh God.
Thank
you for fresh anointing. Thank you for fresh oil. Fresh wind. Thank you for touch, God. Thank you for revival. Thank you, Father, for your word being real in our lives. Thank you, God, that you love us. Thank you, Jesus. Vision is made. Thank you, Jesus. Prosperity is in our way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for divine protection. Thank you, Jesus. Honorable Shandari. A provision being given to your people now. Thank you, Jesus, for your sons and daughters. To give a power over the devil. Thank you, Jesus. So power over disease. Power over sickness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you today. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, we love you today. Oh, we love you today. Love is real. Love is real.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Prophet
Darrell Sanders is on with hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, great. Oh, y'all forgive me a minute now. Glory to God. Indianapolis fall into his hands, oh God. I pray a spirit of the Most High that's like a magnet be upon him, oh God. Draw men and women and boys and girls, oh God. Under the Most High, under the Most High. Go before him and make easy and successful his way. Give him favor with relatives. Give him favor, oh God, with the government there. Give him favor, oh God. Favor. That your house can be decorated. Favor. That the place of worship can be beautified. Favor. That men will sow into his bosom. Favor. Hallelujah, God. The ministry go forth. Let his words be like Samuel. Let none fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. His mantle be thick. Let his words, oh God, be your word. Let his steps be ordered by the king. Bless him today. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, God. Make broad his shoulders. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen his hind the prophet. That he might stand in the high places. Under the motion, your God today. We bless him now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm trying to get a hold of this. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Worthy today. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We give him praise, honor, and glory. Our Lord God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And I thank God for all of you that's present today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a wonderful God we serve. Oh, God, his spirit's strong. Oh, I feel a warmth. I feel healing. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is here. Holy name. Lord is blessed name. Oh God. We honor your presence, God. We honor your presence, God. Your manifested presence. Ah, Jesus. Your healing hand be upon Sylvia now. Even the trivial things. We rebuke colds, flus, oh God. Pneumonias, we've been rebuked. Back to the pit, I command healing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Your God today, Father. Emphysema. We come up against him today, Father. Back to the pit. Hallelujah. Every sickness. Even skin rashes and skin diseases. I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You have no place on the children of God. You devilish fever. In the name of Yeshua, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Have blood pressures. Yes, God. Yes, God. Diabetes. I command you to go to the pit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your hands off God's property. To the pit. Hallelujah. Command you to go. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every lung disease, every disease of the body, he's given us disease. Hallelujah to the Lamb. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. I command strength and grace to the children of the King. Hallelujah. To the children of the King of Kings. Bless us. Hallelujah, God. We love you, Lord. Adore you. You are our God. You are our King. Lord of Lords. King of Kings you are. Yes, you are. Bless the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. My God. Woo-wee. Boy, I didn't know this show was going to pop off like this. My goodness gracious. What a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel the presence of the Lord. And I thank God again for these daughters of ours. Man, boy, that Sylvia and that Shatwan, Elder Shatwan. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, the oil of the Lord is flowing from these girls in prayer. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing. Boy, and I tell you, our intercessors at PSM are something else. These girls, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. I tell you. I thank and praise God for each of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Again, we salute Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. I know it's right here, his birthday. And we thank and praise God for all that the man of God did for us as a people and us as a nation and as he touched the world. Praise the Lamb of God with agape. Hallelujah. Fighting battles with love, and he won those battles. Hallelujah. And today, I say to each of us, let us live out the love dream. Praise the Lamb of God. To love you one another as Christ has loved us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That all men might know that we are his disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to live out that dream. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. There's a couple of things I want to talk about today. I want to go to the next prophet. Praise the Lamb of God in Scripture. We're going to walk through as best we can and deal with these prophets. Praise the Lamb of God in their dispensations. And see, why did God call them at the time they were called and utilized them in the way that he did? It's all centered around that dispensation. A dispensation is a period of time in which God deals with man according to his responsibility. Praise the Lamb of God and his accountability of sin. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, what a dispensation is, praise the Lamb of God. It's the period of time that God deals with man, praise the Lamb of God, in respect to his accountability and his responsibility, praise the Lamb of God, to disobedience, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth, how God deals with that, how God rectifies it, how God brings man back to himself, praise the Lamb of God, is a repeated, redundant act within the Scriptures, praise the Lamb of God. If you take your Bible and you read through it, after God forms Israel and delivered them out of Egypt as a nation, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, disobedience. Praise the Lamb. Matter of fact, you'll see disobedience brought them into Egypt. God told Jacob, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, through his father Abraham and Isaac, that I've given you this land, and for you are to tarry here, praise the Lamb of God, in the promised land. But when Joseph went down in Egypt, Joseph sent for him because things were good for there, and they relocated to Egypt. Hello, somebody. That's disobedience. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. So now God has to deliver them out of Egypt, reestablish them in their own land. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you'll see the repeated thing again. Prosperity comes. Prosperity comes, disobedience comes. Disobedience comes, then judgment comes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And judgment comes in a series of pleas for repentance. When they don't repent, the judgment of God, the wrath of God come down upon them. That is captivity. That is famine. That is bondage. Then God delivers, and then he reestablishes again. This is redundant in Scripture. Praise the Lamb. And redundant in some people's lives, but God has to do the same thing with us to get us to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that he's only going to tolerate so much from us before, praise the Lamb of God, he reform us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the Reformation, the reforming, praise the Lamb of God, comes to reestablish us and to give God glory and honor out of our lives. It's a powerful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, what you hearing in the spirit today? I can't lose Prophet Darrell, y'all. He's on the line, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. Fresh from Montreal. Hallelujah.
You know what, Apostle? I'm just so, oh my goodness, that prayer just took me right into the throne room.
Yes, Lord.
Took me at the foot of Jesus. And I just heard the Spirit of God just tell me that great is our reward. God said he is getting ready to reward us for our faithfulness and our obedience. Not just for our obedience, all because we have been diligently seeking him and praying and worshiping him. He said that he's getting ready to send us some great rewards.
My God,
and people, I'm wondering, how did that happen? What has happened? Thank you, Jesus. And Apostle, I want to tell you this. The Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to raise up Detroit in this season. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to raise Detroit up in this season on account of your life and your prayer. Just because you have put the stand to run for him and to serve him in full capacity. He said, now I'm getting ready to raise up Detroit. I'm getting ready to set my people in order, so said the Spirit of God. I'm setting up camp in Detroit, so said the Spirit of God. He's getting ready to put his people in rank and in office where they need to be. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to move his pond. I don't know too much about chess, but he's getting ready to move the pond, the king, hallelujah, of the believers. He's getting ready to put them in high offices, hallelujah, to where they're going to be able to open doors, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God to come in and have free course.
Hallelujah.
He said restoration is coming to your house, all because you have took the Ark of the Covenant from Obed-Edom's house and you brought it back to the children of Israel, to the house of David. And since you brought it back to the house of David and brought it back to Michael Shakespeare, he's getting ready to send the latter rain. He's getting ready to send the Jubilee. He's getting ready to send the Azusa. He's getting ready to send his glory to your house.
Yes.
He's getting ready to send the glory back to Detroit. Detroit is coming alive again, hallelujah, to where people back again, where people are going to begin to flourish their business again. He's getting ready to send the anointing and the glory back to this dreadful place. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to send the angels there.
My God, my Lord. Well, man of God, I'm going to tell you, I have prayed that prayer over and over again. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about years ago, I started praying for this city. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me it was my city. And I started praying for Detroit earnestly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And doing the debacle and the downsizing and all losing all the homes, really, and the crime, my heart was just broken in pieces concerning the city of Detroit. But to hear your words today has lifted my heart and my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that God has heard my prayers. I tell you, people of God, 2014 is the year, praise the Lamb of God, of promises fulfilled. Watch God start answering all the prayers that you have prayed, praise the Lamb of God. While you were talking, somebody texted me, it just came across my screen on my phone, you are going to be a millionaire real soon. Just came across my screen on my phone while you were prophesying to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Said, you are going to be a millionaire real soon. That's what it said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They that wait on the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. We shall mount up like wings, like an eagle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, people of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have waited on God. We have waited patiently on the Lord through all trials, tribulations, and have not released our hands from the assignment that he has placed upon us. Never. Praise the Lamb of God. Never look back from preaching. Never look back from pastoring. Pushing forward. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whether the crowd was there or just a few, doing God's will. Because, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not called, hallelujah, yeah, by man. I'm called by God, God sent. And therefore, he can send me into any place, any area, with any amount that he desires. Hallelujah. God sent. Hallelujah. And when God sends, he can send you to a lowly place or he can send you to a high place. But he sends you where he needs you. Praise the Lamb of God. He sends you where he needs you. Hallelujah. And I rejoice that I'm on the agenda. I rejoice, hallelujah, that I'm on the program, as the old folk used to say, in the sanctified church. I'm just glad to be on the program one more time, on the Lord's program. Hallelujah. Glad, hallelujah, to be in the service. I'm glad that God's using me in this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I speak to all of you and say, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Wherever you are, give God praise right where you are, because this is not your last stop. Praise the Lamb of God. God has more. God has more for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a word from Prophet Daryl today. Praise the Lamb of God. The explosive, big word.
I just heard him say, He's ran all the Judases away.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. He said, you shall see them no more. You shall hear of them no more. So said the Spirit of God. Oh, my goodness. Apostle, only thing I just heard the Lord. Oh, God. Only thing you have to do is ride through downtown of Detroit. And just wave your hand up on the buildings down in Detroit. And God said that you're going to be able to send your people into the business to set up camp. Hallelujah. In other words, they're going to have the promotions. They're going to have the jobs here. So said the Spirit of God. Oh, God. Lord Jesus.
Take your time, prophet. Take your time. Praise the Lord. They have time paid for. Take your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still got an hour. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Get you a drink of water. I know what you're saying is true. Hallelujah. Boy, the Lord spoke to me years ago. I'm sitting here rocking like I'm in my grandmother's rocking chair. Hallelujah. God spoke what you're speaking to me years ago. Hallelujah. The manifestation is on the horizon. Hallelujah. These are prayers prayed years ago while my tears shook hands under my chin praying over the city of Detroit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus.
He's sending the changing of the guard as of now. Oh, my goodness.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Hallelujah. Let your will be done, God.
He said, now is the time. God said, your name shall ring all out through Detroit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because you're going to be able to send people and they're going to get good jobs here. Hallelujah. And you're going to send people forth. Hallelujah. And you just going to plant your foot on the ground and the business going to come alive like a flower.
My God in heaven.
He's using you for the Moses at this time for Detroit.
Not
the Joshua of this generation of
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prophetic word that you have spoken out of your mouth. Only thing you got to do is open up your windows and begin to speak into the wind.
God.
Hallelujah. You're going to begin to see the dead bones come together. You're going to begin to see sinews come up on these dead bones. Hallelujah. Hey, say God. But God is going to cut some preachers from around you, apostle, all because they is not going to be able to handle this level of anointing that God has taken you to, man of God. God has taken you to another whole atmosphere in him. Oh, I say, hey. Oh, God.
My God, man, you and me in God's business now. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise for your word today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this word is right. This word is truth. Praise the Lamb of God. We give you praise for the man of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. Ah, God. Ah, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, let everybody praise the Lord for Prophet Daryl Saunders. Hallelujah. Every now and then, the Lord has to stop and give me a word to confirm some things that he wants me to know in my life. And I thank you all for your patience, people of God. Thank you for being patient today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful. This is a prophetic show. Hallelujah. And that was prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. So we praise God. We're in the vein. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let me do this. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the Lord take us in another way again. We're just going to let them flow. But I want to try my best to give you some tidbits of truth every day. Praise the Lamb of God when we come on. Hallelujah. So that your life can be much more enriched. Praise the Lamb of God. by the teachings and everything. And I want you to know, again, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, those of you who are are praying and contemplating concerning your first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, I want you, praise the Lamb of God, to go in prayer, seriously, praise the Lamb of God, and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that in your prayers that you are praying, hallelujah, and believing God in faith to enrich, praise the Lamb of God, the seeds that you're going to sow this year. This year is a strategic year, praise the Lamb of God, towards 7 years of prosperity. It's not just about this year. Now, you better listen to the prophet. Now, when I told them it was going to be 7 years of poverty, they didn't listen to me. I'm telling you, it's going to be 7 years of prosperity, praise the Lamb of God. But a lot of us are going to miss because we don't listen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you'll go right back in to another 7 years of lack, just as broke, just as without, praise the Lamb of God, because you don't listen, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't take heed to prophecy. Now, I'm telling you, it's going to be 7 years of plenty before us, praise the Lamb of God. And as we're sowing and reaping, you must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that another dark day is coming, that another dark season is coming, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that you can get seeds in barns, praise the Lamb of God, for your future, for the future of your family, hallelujah, for the future of your business, for the future of your ministries, praise God, hallelujah, so that you can walk through the famine and be able to have seed that you can even sow during the famine, praise the Lamb of God. For famines will come again upon the earth, praise the Lamb of God. Hear what the prophet is saying. Famine will come again upon the earth, but God has promised 7 years of plenty, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He has promised 7 years of plenty, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of fatness, praise the Lamb of God, 7 years of prosperity and wealth, and you need to be plugged into this, praise the Lamb, so you know not to waste all yours on the ground by just going shopping, 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 giving, 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 giving. Yeah. When I'm saying giving, just anything anybody wants, you just see yourself as the one to provide for it. You need to take time, praise the Lamb of God, make sure, hallelujah, number one, that you're sowing seed in good ground. Hello, light bulbs.
Tell the truth, Apostle.
That you're sowing seed in good ground, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Why? Because seed in polluted ground do not become enriched. Seed in sinful ground do not become enriched by God. Hallelujah. It may look like it's prospering. But David said those words, my foot almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Hallelujah. It was the prosperity of the wicked, not the prosperity of God. Hallelujah. And the only reason why God let them remain is to give them time to repent. He gives them space to repent. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure your seeds are going in good ground. Praise the Lamb of God. Then once you sow your seed, praise the Lamb of God, don't hold on to your seed. Your seed must die. Unless a seed fall into the ground and die, you don't hold on to in your mind about what you didn't give. It's not yours to watch over. God is the husbandman. Hello, light bulbs. Hallelujah. He will water it. He will cultivate the ground, and he will bring forth a harvest. Number three, don't look for your harvest in the same place that you sowed your seed. Hello, light bulbs. That's the strange thing about God. You can sow seeds over here for years, and nothing will ever come from over there. Praise the Lamb of God. But boy, oh boy, you will walk through a door somewhere else, and you will think that people are just given to you because they just like you or love you. No, God has touched their heart to give you the harvest of the seeds that you have sown, to replenish you, praise the Lamb of God, and to increase you. So know that your harvest can come from many places, because there are windows in heaven that God opens for you to go in. There are windows in heaven for God to pour out blessings to you. Windows, not one. Windows. That's plural. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So understand that. And then always, as Grandma would say in the Woodfloor Church, only what you do for Christ will last. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you want to do it with a Christos intent, with a Christos intent, with a Christ anointing intent, that I do what I do. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can walk away rejoicing. So you can walk away happy, knowing that you gave to the Lord and not to man. Hallelujah. When we give to men, we can get disappointed. When you give to God, you never get disappointed. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter what a man does, you won't be disappointed, because of the fact God will, praise the Lamb of God, reward you and look at you and say, well done, my faithful servant. You've done what I required of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Always do what God has required of you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will see your harvest, praise the Lamb of God, enriched. This goes for your tithes, your offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever you're doing in this season, those of you that's giving your first fruits, praise the Lamb of God. Give them with joy. Give them with happiness. Give them with peace. Give them knowing that you're giving in faith. Praise the Lamb of God. You're giving to God. Hallelujah. According to his word, God cannot lie. It's coming back to you just as God said it would. He's going to increase you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to increase you. He's going to increase you even the more in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb. Got that out. Now, praise the Lamb of God. These are a minute here. Oh, get your Bible. Let's go to the prophets. Hallelujah. I promised I would do this. I cannot, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay, Prophet Darrell, get your pen. I'm going to give my information out right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God for those of you who want to mail. Now, you know you can always go with your debit card, your debit cards, credit cards, whatever. You can always go to psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want to sow seed, whatever there, praise the Lamb of God, your first fruits, praise the Lamb of God. PSMINTL.org. That's Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. The acronyms, praise the Lamb of God, .org, and you will see the donate or seed sowing button, praise the Lamb, for you to tap, and then it's a secured site. You can just walk right through. Then those of you, praise the Lamb of God, to say, well, Prophet, I want to get a money order or whatever, a cashier's check, and I want to send it to you that way, then you will send it to 26580, one word, Creekside, 26580, Creekside, Suite 208. Suite 208, Southfield, Michigan. That's one word, Southfield, just like a field on the south side of town. Southfield, Michigan, 48034. 48034. Amen. 26580, Creekside, Suite 208, Southfield, Michigan, 48034. That's the information. Praise the Lamb of God for anybody who wants to do it that way. Praise the Lamb of God. And I take this very serious because it's the Word of God, and you all know I'm serious about the Word of God. Anybody don't know me that well, you just don't know me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Word of God means everything to me as a man of God and then as his son's servant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know he exalts that word above his own name. He's not playing about that word. I don't play with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not a gimmick and a game. This is his word, lest I die. Praise the Lamb of God. lest I die. Hello, Light Bulb. See, when you're serious about it, you can say that, lest I die. I give you the truth, lest I die. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, get your Bibles. Praise the Lord. You want to study with me during this season, because in this season, boy, as we study these prophets, you're going to grow in leaps and bounds again. And don't be selfish and self-centered with this. Shake your neighbor, shake your friend, say, the prophet is teaching. He's back in teaching mode. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I got sick, and I was just laid back. Everybody wanted me to just take it easy, so I just took it easy. Even from a lot of deep studying, I just took it easy and laid back. But my strength is returning. So, oh, my goodness, I'm feeling better and better every day. And I want to begin to educate you again. We are still working on our launching. Does someone say something? We're still working on our school, praise the Lamb of God. And until then, I will still do tutoring at a cost, praise the Lamb of God. I can't tutor everybody for free. But there's about seven people who walked up to me during the prayer conference wanting me to tutor them. I will tutor, but the tutor will be at a cost. If you want personal tutoring, then you will inbox me, praise the Lamb of God, or email me at prophetshakespeare@yahoo, and allow me to know that, and then we will set up, praise the Lamb of God, a schedule and classes and books and things like that and the assignments that you have to do in order, praise the Lamb of God, to go through our tutoring session. Hallelujah. But we are setting up, praise the Lamb of God, as best we can, this university of the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's going to be awesome. Only problem with that is I really want some of my own textbooks to be in play. Hallelujah. And one of them is, praise the Lamb of God, is prophetic hermeneutics that we're dealing with right now. We're working on that book right now, prophetic hermeneutics, praise the Lamb of God. Going to be awesome. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that those kind of books is there, praise the Lamb of God, the history of the prophets and things of that nature. Even what we're doing now, I might take these archives and get them transliterated or translated. You know what I'm talking about, transcribed. Well, I'm getting a lot of words here, so that they can be placed in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that we can teach from them also in a manual or book format. Praise the Lord. All right. Come on, go with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come and go with me to, we're going to go right to chapter 6. Chapter 6, we already been in chapter 5. Praise the Lamb of God. And we see all of these wonderful things that took place through this genealogy in Genesis. Genesis chapter 6, we were in chapter 5 yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch this. It says, I'm starting at verse 1, and it came, King James Version, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continuously. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. And these are the generations of Noah. Was a just man, perfect in his according to his generation. And Noah walked with God. You see that again. and Noah begat sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, so, of course, we want to talk about the prophet Noah today. Let me get a drink of water. Clear my pipes. Yes, that's it right there. Okay, we want to talk about Noah today. Praise the Lamb of God. In this dispensation, as we were yesterday, we talked about the dispensation of conscience, of innocence, which was in the Garden of Eden, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Conscience was there, too, when their eyes were open. They knew they were naked. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we come to human government, and we're still under this umbrella of human government at this time. Praise the Lamb of God. Under human government, men did as it was right in their own eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. During this human government period, when men are their own governors, their own laws, they did as they pleased, praise the Lamb of God, and no man could put another one in position because there was no laws laid out. So now, praise the Lamb of God, we see Enoch or Enoch comes on the scene, praise the Lamb of God, in pure fellowship with God. I want you to note that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because we might have something going here like prophetic dispensationalism, because each one of the prophets arrived at a time, praise the Lamb of God, that God needed them within the other dispensation, praise the Lamb of God. And this prophet, praise the Lamb of God, Enoch, the one we dealt with yesterday, he rises up, praise the Lamb of God, when there is no trouble, there is no peace, peace breaking or anything of that nature, and seemingly the fellowship of God is just as pure as a pure drink of water that he had with him. He walked with God, praise the Lamb of God, this, that, or another. But at the same time, if he walked with God, I'm sure revelations, patterns of things, praise the Lamb of God, came forth that he was able, praise the Lamb of God, to show to those who would listen. Praise the Lamb of God, in his relationship with God according to his antecedents and those that were born, praise, and raised during his time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so if this is true, then we can understand how offerings were still made and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, and how they were shown and who taught who how to make an offering unto God. That's even shocking to see upon Cain and Abel. How did they know to bring an offering to God? There was nothing, no law written or anything, praise the Lamb of God, but they offered it and God rejected Cain's offering, praise the Lamb of God, because his brother Abel gave the best. He gave the best of the best that he had, and Cain gave the less of the less that he had, praise the Lamb of God. And it wasn't in quantity, it was in quality, praise the Lamb of God, that God rejected him, that he gave him, praise the Lamb of God, the leftovers, so to speak, praise the Lord. So when we see this, we have to look and say, what period did Noah rise up within this same dispensation? Well, it tells us that man's heart was evil. It tells us, praise the Lamb of God, that there was a breaking of the pure bloodline of Adam, praise the Lamb of God, when Cain's descendants, praise the Lamb, who bore the curse of murder, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who was cast out, and you know when Cain killed his brother, God ran him off, so to speak, and he went to Nod. He went east to Nod, and there he built the city. Now, a question a lot of you all might want to ask is, how do one man build a city? The first thing the Bible says is that he knew his wife. Well, if there were no other people on the earth but Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, then how did he know a wife? See, that's that's something we could get into and be into it for the next week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But just let me say this to you all, praise the Lamb of God, that there were people before, praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to say before Adam. I'm going to say there was people during the same time period that Adam was in the garden. There were people outside the garden. Now, if you note, praise the Lamb of God, in chapter 1 of Genesis, around verse 26, you would see God creating a man and a woman and telling them to multiply and replenish the earth. When you go to Genesis, the second chapter, praise the Lamb of God, and see God putting Adam in the garden, he never tells Adam and Eve to multiply. Matter of fact, they don't even know they're naked. They don't even know what sex and nakedness is. Now you read it for yourself. Chapter 1, he creates a man and a woman. Created he them, male and female, created he them. And told them, how many thems was it? To multiply and replenish the earth. It's right there. Notice the word replenish. Repopulate. That means it was populated once before. See, I blow your mind with this stuff. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So then, if he's replenishing, he's putting back what was there. So therefore, it was a world before Adam's world.
Yes, it was.
God had flooded it. That's why when you see the earth, it's a mass ball with water. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. See, there's a vast difference in the beginning. God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face. It's a big gap there, right, of time, and it could be millenniums. Then what God said, let there be light. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. So you science and people, y'all, I know y'all would love that. Praise the Lamb of Sapphire. Praise the Lamb of God. Run with it. So we see him there. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we see his children crossing over and engaging the bloodline of Jesus, which must come through Adam, which must come through Seth. Seth is Cain's replacement. Don't get lost on this. We just in the first few chapters here. Cain slew Abel. A replacement son came. His name was Seth. His name was Seth. Everybody ever, I hope somebody didn't heard of him. Praise the Lamb of God. Cain, Abel, and Seth was the three sons. Okay. Seth comes as the son that replaces Abel so that the bloodline of Jesus would be pure. It's called the scarlet thread in Scripture, so that the bloodline of Jesus would be pure. So now, praise the Lamb of God, Enoch, he comes from this bloodline. Methuselah comes from this bloodline. Noah comes from this bloodline. Praise the Lamb of God. But men begin to do some things in the earth that displeased God, hallelujah, when he saw the bloodlines mixing. He said, they done messed this thing all up here. It's all jacked up. Praise the Lamb of God. So now, because their hearts are wicked, God raises up a prophet by the name of Noah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Why do you call Noah a prophet? God talked to Noah, and Noah proclaimed what God said.
Mm-hmm.
God said it was going to rain. Noah proclaimed it, didn't he?
Yes,
he was a messenger.
Yes,
he was a prophet. God came and talked to him about the end of the world, told him what he was going to do, told him how he was going to do it, told him what to do for him and his family, and he did it. That makes him a prophet. So the prophet Noah, praise the Lamb of God, is someone we need to look at. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see how much time we got. Oh, yeah. We got about 25 minutes here. If we don't finish it, we'll have to finish it later. But, hallelujah, we're in this thing together. So Noah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Noah comes on the scene. And when Noah comes on the scene, brothers and sisters, what we have to look at, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the fact that he came from a good stock, praise the Lamb of God. The only problem, the Bible says, watch this, that Noah walked with God, okay? That sounds like his great-great-grandfather. He walked like Enoch, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Yet Noah had a fault. Noah was a drunkard. Noah liked to drink wine. A drunk on his wine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, everybody know that about Noah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God said these words, that he was perfect according to his generation. I think this is something that Prophet Darrell, we need to look at, because it shows us, again, us looking at the outer appearance of a man drinking, and we looking at him as though he don't count, and God is looking at his heart.
You better,
because the Bible says that God said that he was perfect. It's right there. It's right. I didn't write that in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord spoke this. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the Bible. I didn't do this. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? I didn't do this. That he was perfect and upright. Praise the Lamb of God. That he walked with God. Hallelujah. But Noah, we know, praise the Lamb of God, was of the vineyards, and therefore nor drunk and everything, and that was one of the stipulations that people had, no doubt, on Noah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when he started prophesying that it was going to rain, that they didn't pay him too much attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, we ain't got to listen to this dude too much here, man. It ain't, number one, it's never rained before. In all the days, it had never rained. It had never, not a drop of water fell from the sky. So something that had never happened, it's hard to get people to believe that it's going to happen.
Come on now.
Because it never happened. Hello, light bulbs. And then for you to tell me when it happened, it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. That it's going to flood everything. That God didn't kill off everything, except that's in the ark. Now, that's deep. So you got a whole lot of people not believing you. So, man, you mean to tell me God going to kill everybody and everything, and he ain't going to save nobody but in your little boat that ain't even built? You haven't even built it yet. So Noah was looked upon, no doubt, as bipolar schizophrenic. He was probably looked upon as a lunatic. Evidently, he was not well respected in the community, because nobody was saved but him and his kids and his wife and their wives. His sons, their wives, and his wife. They were the only ones who were saved in the ark. Didn't nobody else listen to him. Hello, light bulbs.
Teach, apostle.
Noah preached 40 years and nobody repented. Noah preached 40 years, the length of time that the children of Israel crossed the Sinai Desert and nobody repented. This prophet preached all this time. Can you understand the type of pressure that's on the mind of a person where God kept telling them to preach every day and build a boat every day, and he's building a boat, praise the Lamb of God, the size that he built his boat, I could see how long it took him to build it because of the size of the boat, to hold all of the animals and be sufficient enough, praise the Lamb of God, to carry water. So Noah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, was carrying a word praise the Lamb of God, preaching basically the same word daily, and no one was listening to him, probably mocking him. How many of us would continue to preach if we was like that? How many of us would continue to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord because we know God is speaking to us? Or how many of us would sit down and say, they ain't listening, they don't care, I'm not going back? This man, praise the Lamb of God, no matter how we view him, we must say, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes to being faithful to a task, 40 years, people, being faithful to a task, this man was faithful. Now, some of us need to find some stability in this man's personality. We need to find some strength and power in this man's ability to be steadfast and take us a glass and drink us a glass of it. Because I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God need people just like him right now. God need people just like Noah right now. People who are going to stand no matter what. People who know their God. People who know God talking to them. People who recognize that just because God talked to me doesn't mean that other people are going to be happy about it. People who are going to judge me out of my issue as though they don't have none. That's the funny thing about people. When you mention God, they want you to have a halo over your head, hello light bulbs, and glowing as though you just came out of the glory cloud. Seeing they stand discerning and defining you, trying to determine your faults and your flaws, so they can have a reason to reject.
Oh, my goodness.
Not looking at their own. And when they look at their own, they put a butt with it. I know I do this, but I'm not saying I'm a pastor, or I'm not saying I'm a prophet or a prophetess. I'm just saying. Seems like she wouldn't be doing but we look at issues. People look at the outer appearance of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord told us, don't let your right hand know what your left hand doing.
That's
why you have to be very, very careful, praise the Lamb of God, in how, and it's a shame, Prophet Darrell, that I have to put it this way, but I tell you the truth, how human you let people know you are.
That's right.
Even those that's close around you. Hallelujah. Because some of them can't handle the real you.
That's true.
Hello, light bulbs. Some of them can't handle the real you. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. I want to show you this. We ain't got much time, and I want to give you some minutes here for questions and answers, but for Q&A. But watch this. If Noah was not the man of God that he really was, he would have lost his wife and kids.
Oh,
his children were grown. His children were grown. They were married. He saved all of them. Uh-oh. So therefore, those that were in the house saw his devotion, saw his prayer life, and understood that he was in touch with God. However they knew it, it's evident. They assisted their father building the boat. They believed his preaching. Oh, I wish I just had one child that would believe my preaching. Now, oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. I just wish I had one spiritual son, one spiritual daughter that believed in my preaching, that believed that God sent me, that believed that the words of my mouth are the words of Almighty God. I just wish I just had somebody that knew I wasn't schizophrenic, bipolar. Praise the Lamb of God. When I say I'm going south and I come back and say I decided to go north at the voice of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If all of us could just save our homes, oh my goodness. If we could save our brothers and sisters, save our parents, save our children, if we could just save our homes, the world would be a better place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. This man was able through, evidently, I don't see nothing else, his devotion life, his prayer life, his prophetic life, to show his children and his wife that he wasn't crazy. When God told him to build his ark. Praise the Lamb of God. Yet, on the outside, the world didn't believe him. On the outside, they laughed at him. They mocked him. What pressure? What pressure? But God commands us to keep performing. Now, let me tell you why. Because you're not doing something for yourself. You're doing it for the Lord. And when men reject you, they reject God. They're not really rejecting you. I want my prophetic people to hear me. When you're rejected because of the words that's coming out of your mouth on behalf of God, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to strengthen somebody today. I'm trying to give somebody some boldness. Hallelujah. When you stand around and say it's going to rain, when you stand and say it's going to be seven years of drought, when you stand and say, thus says the Lord, and they frown at you, they growl at you, they turn their heads away, they hunch their nose up, they don't be bothered, and they talk about you behind your back, they have rejected God. They didn't reject you. Hallelujah. And you must know this. You must know this. Do your ministry will fail. Hallelujah. You must know this. You must know this. Praise the Lamb of God. They will seek reason. Praise through you not to come to church. They will seek reason through you and your faults not to give. They will seek reason through you, praise the Lamb of God, to make an excuse for them not to do or do whatever they do. But God ain't never told nobody to match themselves up to no man but Christ Jesus.
That's right, Apostle.
You're supposed to be looking at you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Why are they looking at you? Because they see somebody that they can put a finger on to say, yeah, but your shoes are not tied up right either.
Come on,
therefore, man. I don't have to wear my hair right. Hello, Lightbulb.
Praise the peace.
Praise the Lamb of God. But you must understand, prophetess. You must understand, pastor, prophet, apostle. You must understand, teacher, evangelist, that God has called you to be the carrier of his glory, to be the carrier of his word, in spite of you. Hallelujah. God can use a drunk in the gutter if he can use a jackass on a road.
Come on.
God can use a crackhead to give you a word. God can use the devil himself to give you a word. Still the word of God. If it come out, it's still the word of God. Okay, who delivered it? If a roach walk up and talk to you, it's still the word of God. You better watch what you reject, because you just may be rejecting God. Noah stood 40 years in adversity, 40 years of castigation, 40 years of rejection, 40 years to be calling a wine bibbler, 40 years in building an ark at the command of God, but he did not waver. He did not waver. It's a wonder God didn't call him the father of the faithful. He did not waver. He kept right on hammering. He kept on cutting that gopher wood. He kept bringing it together, putting rooms in it, pitching the way God gave him the pattern to pitch it, putting the windows in it where God told him to. Kept sanding it down, smoothing it out until it was ready to float.
Woo! You're teaching the day.
Great! Hallelujah. It's thy faithfulness, O God. But how about ours unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must be the same no matter how people see us, no matter how we think they see us. He don't like me. They talking about me. Brother, you got to be careful because the devil will shut you down with your own imagination. You must stand because you know God has spoken. You must go through the fire because you know you serve a faithful God that won't let the flames burn you. You must go through the flood because you know God's got an umbrella for you there. You must go through. That God can take you into your wealthy place. Although men are riding over your head with horses, you are hiding in the cave. Hallelujah. God is taking you into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. All right, the lines are open for question and answer. Those of you who have questions and answers, ask now.
You can ask now.
Hallelujah,
Q&A time.
You hear
me? Who is this? Hello? Apostle? Yes. When you were teaching, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, if God be for us, then who can be against us? He said there's going to be a lot of folk that's going to come up against us in this season. But we got to remain the same.
Glory to Jesus.
We got to remain
the same.
Glory
to Jesus. I believe that. I believe that is right here in this season that there's going to be much opposition, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to us being who we say we are and doing what the Lord would have us to do. But I also know in this season, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to undergird us with supernatural power. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in a natural grace, he's going to strengthen us, praise the Lamb of God, for the journey. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is, man of God. Hallelujah. That's a good warning, though, of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. See, when you really look into the lives of these prophets and you look, we see what they say, praise the Lamb of God, but we never take the time to even think about, even in our imagination, what they went through. How many times did Noah heard his wife tell him, are you sure? I hear you, baby, but are you sure? I wasn't in there when God spoke to you. I mean, my God. Maybe Noah had prophesied to his children in an everyday way, the way I do mine, and tell them stuff that's going to happen. And maybe that's what made them know and believe, praise the Lamb of God, that there is a prophet on the inside of me because of things they've heard me say and how many times I've been told them, you're telling the truth, no, you're lying right now, the Lord said you're lying. And they know I know. Praise the Lamb of God because of my gift of discernment. I'm just saying to you, we must show in-house and out-house, praise the Lamb of God, that we belong to God. And no matter what our fault or flaw is, praise the Lamb of God, let them say, yeah, Prophet Darrell, He eat too much, but that man sure enough a prophet. Let that be the last thing they say. Shatwan got a temper, but I tell you this, when that woman tells you something's going to happen, you out. Let, praise the Lamb of God, the anointing stand out on you. And the only way you're going to do that is being faithful to God through all that you go through. Hallelujah. But then let's work on ourselves, too, so that we can be blameless. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day this has been. Praise the Lamb. Listen, I'm going to talk to Prophet Daryl and Shatwan. I need to talk to you, Prophet Daryl, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Tomorrow, I'll talk to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to talk to you all before I do anything. Praise the Lamb of God about tomorrow's show. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let me see. What's her name? Let me see. Shatwan, Sylvia, set up a conference call by 2:30 today in the next 30 minutes. With Prophet Daryl and you two and myself. That happened for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you all. I bless you all. Do you know it's 2 o'clock again? It's time to go. It's time for us to check out again. Is that amazing? The time has flown by. Praise the Lamb of God. That press session took us in. Oh, all that love, all that sweet adore of God's presence through prayer and praise and worship. Women, praise the Lamb of God. Then Prophet Daryl came on and just confirmed so many things that God has spoken to me about this Detroit. And now, praise the Lamb of God, the word has come forth and teaching. Where can you go get all of this, praise the Lamb of God, in this length of time? And all of you have grown this day if you paid any attention to my teaching. You have grown a little bit this day. And I'm going to groom you. Praise the Lamb of God till you get a graduation gown on. I love you. I bless you. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future. Talk to you guys tomorrow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
The potter, I'm the clay.